This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity Podcast. The thing today is margin of safety. We talk about whether buying stocks or buying a house, you want a serious margin of safety. And what does this mean? This means if you're buying a house, you don't buy it with 90%+ debt, particularly variable debt. And the reason for that is most people can't deal with the situation as follows. Either they buy it 90% on debt with a variable rate mortgage, and then that variable rate mortgage might have cost them $2,000 a month. Now the variable rate mortgage has gone up by 4 points and it's cost them $4,000 a month. The concept being, you want to buy whatever you buy with such a margin of safety, meaning let's say you've got $700,000 in debt on a $1 million house, that's closer, but you still have $700,000 in debt. If the interest rates were 3%, that's $21,000 a year. They go to 6%, now it's $42,000 a year. You have to buy with such a margin of safety with the amount of debt on something that regardless of the interest going up 3 or 4 points, you still feel absolutely fine. You don't want to be house poor. So the concept being there, let's say you're buying a $1 million house, you don't buy a $1 million house unless you could only do it with $500,000 in debt. Whatever the number is, you're buying a $400,000 house, you're looking at what's the debt number that I feel very comfortable if either the value of the house goes down or the price of the debt goes up, whatever that number is. Ideally, in the long run, regardless of what all these financial planners say about everything, you want to be debt-free in not too many years. You want to be mortgage-free. You know, pick a time, pick a goal. By the time I'm 40, by the time I'm 50, I want to be debt-free. And people say, no, because of the tax structure, because of this, because of that. No, wrong. You want to, by the time you retire, for sure, be debt-free. And you really want to get there sooner if you can. But at the end of the day, you want a big margin of safety in your buying of your house or whatever it is. Similar concept buying stocks. You have to be in a situation where if your stocks tank, you're fine. This means don't buy on margin. It also means enough money. And we had a podcast on this yesterday. Learn to love treasuries. Treasuries might suck in terms of the returns they give you, but they're your safe haven. So learn to love treasuries for a certain amount of your portfolio. The concept, again, is margin of safety. If you're buying a company, again, don't over leverage it. This is great. It seems so fun when things are going well, but you want to protect yourself for the downturn as well. It's making yourself anti-fragile, doing everything with a margin of safety. That's the title of this podcast, Margin of Safety. Thank you to Jeremy Corr, the best in the business at Executive Podcast Solutions.